Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives, from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of August 30th, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Let's start with the good news. Cheers for a female candidate. For the first time, the Republican Party has named a woman to its national ticket. Senator John McCain selected Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate Friday morning. The 44-year-old Palin was elected governor of the nation's largest state in 2006, becoming the first woman to hold the office. A mother of five and former beauty queen, Palin finished second in the 1984 Miss Alaska pageant. She's a 1987 graduate of the University of Idaho. Palin referred to Democrats Geraldine Ferraro, the 1984 vice presidential nominee, and Senator Hillary Clinton during a press conference on Friday. She said, quote, "It turns out the women of America aren't finished yet, and we can shatter that glass ceiling once and for all," unquote. As a staunch social conservative, Palin is expected to help McCain shore up support among anti-choice Republicans because of her stand against abortion rights. Her selection also represents an effort to appeal to female voters both within the Republican Party and among disaffected Democrats, disappointed by Clinton's failed presidential bid. While Palin's selection is met with cheers among Republican advocacy groups, she will not be warmly welcomed to the national stage by women's rights advocates within the Democratic or among independent parties. Ellen Malcolm, president of the pro-choice Democratic Political Action Committee Emily's List, quickly issued a statement, quote, "McCain clearly sees the power of women voters in this election, but he has just as clearly failed to support any of the issues they care about. His choice for vice president only reinforces that failure," unquote. More news to cheer this week. Mexico's highest court has upheld the right to legal abortion in Mexico City. The city passed a municipal law in April 2007 to legalize the procedure if performed during the first 12 weeks. Elsewhere in the country, abortions are legal in cases of rape, risk to the woman's life, or severe malformation of the fetus. But women are rarely able to receive an abortion even if they qualify. About 12,000 women have received legal abortions since the law was passed. Sports for Peace, a nonprofit that helps children find athletic opportunities, has reached out to Iraqi girls. In July, six U.S. women, all former collegiate athletes, conducted a basketball training camp in Sulaymaniyah, Iraq, for 60 girls who normally find it difficult to play because of travel dangers, hot weather, and social customs. University of Tennessee coach Pat Summitt, who has more wins than any other female coach in history, was also on hand to give pointers. A Lebanese non-governmental organization has relaunched a nationality campaign to reform citizenship laws in Algeria, Bahrain, Egypt, Lebanon, Morocco, and Syria. The goal is to reform the law so that women may pass their nationality and citizenship rights on to their family. German Chancellor Angela Merkel topped Forbes magazine's 100 Most Powerful Women list for the third year in a row. Sheila C. Baer, chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is second. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is number 7. Argentina President Cristina Fernandez is number 13. Ukraine Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is number 17. And Hillary Clinton is number 28. The bad news starts with jeers for India's backlash against women. A powerful backlash against women's equal rights and their increasing social advancement is unfolding in India. Over the past decade, women have increasingly found their place in the workplace, in commercial and technology sectors, and in social settings. But gender violence has become the fastest growing crime in India, the world's second most populous nation. India ranks 5th in the world now for the number of rapes. The United States is number 1. But fewer than 2% of Indian women report the crime because of heavy stigma. Street harassment and molestation, known as eve teasing, are rampant. Dowry violence still occurs despite a national law banning the dowry custom. Every 43 minutes, a woman is kidnapped. And more news to jeer. The Ladies Professional Golf Association in the United States issued a new language policy forcing athletes to learn English in order to compete in 2009. Of the 200 players participating in this year's tournament, there are 121 international players from 26 countries. The Deputy Commissioner of the Tour, Libba Galloway, said it was necessary for athletes to communicate effectively with sponsors and fans in order to succeed. Also noted in the news this week, A man suspected of kidnapping reporter Jill Carroll and holding her hostage for 3 months in Iraq was arrested along with another Al-Qaeda suspect. Carroll left the paper earlier this year to train as a firefighter. The suspect is also believed to have been involved in the murder of British aid worker Margaret Hassan in 2004. And in memoriam, Dorothy Del Martin, a pioneer for lesbian rights and a founder of the domestic violence movement in the United States, died Wednesday in San Francisco at age 87. Martin married her partner of 55 years, Phyllis Lyon, in June, shortly after the California Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in a landmark suit in which the couple were plaintiffs. In 1955, Martin founded the lesbian rights group Daughters of Bilitis and became the first open lesbian to serve on the board of the National Organization for Women. Later, she served on the San Francisco Commission on the Status of Women and battled against psychiatrists who believed homosexuality was a mental illness. In 1976, Martin published the groundbreaking book called Battered Wives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, quote, "We would never have marriage equality in California if it weren't for Del and Phyllis. They fought and triumphed in many battles, beginning when they first bought a home together in San Francisco in 1955, unquote. These news briefs were compiled by Jennifer Thurston and Dominique Sogel. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, www.womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.